Checking in with us now on the Comcast Business Hotline, as he does quite often. He's Keith Pompey, beat writer for the 76ers from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Hello, Keith. How are you tonight, man?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm doing tremendous, bro. It's been a week already, so I know things probably slowed down a little bit for you, and you know we're all still trying to deal with the grieving process and getting through it. I've kind of moved on pretty good. You know, being a fan, usually sometimes a loss like that takes a while, but I just think the Sixers weren't ready to really make a serious run this year. From what I watched, it would have been nice if they made it to the conference finals and, you know, take their shot at whoever, Milwaukee or even Golden State, if they would have progressed. But so they didn't pass the second round, second year in a row, and they did have Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler and Embiid and Simmons around for another year. Would you call it a disappointing season?
Yeah, I would. But it's also an asterisk, you know, it's also an asterisk just because, you know, these guys didn't have enough time to mesh
in the regular season.
It was a disappointing season. You know, it was.
What was the most disappointing thing about it, do you think?
You know, I think the fact that, you know, with all the build up and all the moves that were made, you know, the fact that they did lose in the second round. I mean, I get it. I understand that, you know, the ball bounced four times and went in. It was game seven on the road. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, this was supposed to be the year that you were going to make a step forward.
Yep.
Now, did you make a step forward in regards to roster upgrades? Yeah, you did. But, you know, you played two games, you know, more than you did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost. And, you know, the disappointing thing is, now, if you said definitely, if we knew that this entire team was coming back, then you can say, okay, we're there. We're going to get this team. You know, this team is going to be ready for next year. And there's a chance that guys will come back next year. But at today, you know, on Sunday night, I can't tell you that, nor can the Sixers. You know, they can't guarantee that. So with that being said, there's a lot of uncertainty moving forward. And the team only played two games more than they did last season.
Their star, Toronto's star, stepped up when he needed to step up in most of the games. Sixers were a little up and down in terms of who was maybe the leading scorer, who was the guy who took the ball and took control of the game in their wins for the 76ers. But in my opinion, in Game 7, when everything was on the line, their guy stepped up, and the Sixers didn't really have a guy to seize the moment. And I'm wondering, does that guy exist on this team? Is there a guy on this team that can be like the guy where you go to in crunch time and you know who will show up in a big game seven like the Raptors did in Kawhi Leonard? Does he exist?
Yeah, he does. I mean, but that person has to get in shape. I mean, that person is Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is, you know, the 76ers are going to go as far as Joel Embiid takes him. But again, you know, you can't have, you know, sickness, you can have a knee thing is going to be something that, unfortunately for him, he'll probably have through the rest of his career. But with that being said, you got to be in better shape. You have to lose weight, you know. So I mean, he had and he has to take better care of the ball, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that, you know, I mean, Joel Embiid is the best center in the league. I mean, he's one of the top five players in my opinion in the league. It's just a matter of him just taking care of his body and being more dedicated to basketball. And some people may say, what are you talking about? Well, I feel like, you know, taking care of your body has a lot to do with your dedication to the sport.
Sure.
So if he can do that, that will work out well. You know, and I think that that will enable Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, if they come back, to be able to do more things in the fourth, because, you know, you're going to be focused heavily on stopping Embiid, that these other two guys are going to be able to eat as well in the fourth quarter.
Well, let me ask you, and we're talking with Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Why is everyone coming to the realization of this now, what you speak of in terms of getting better and getting in better shape and taking care of your body a little better? You know, that Landry Shamet story that still resonates is the one where he ordered four Chick-fil-A sandwiches and four milkshakes and some other things, three bags of fries before a flight. And now it's all coming into the picture that, well, we really now have to watch his weight and take care of himself. And why is it just coming into the picture now? Why wasn't it in place last year?
Because people thought it was fake news.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to be real because, you know, it was one of those things that people fail to realize. I remember a couple of years ago I wrote an article and, you know, I spoke to multiple sources who told me that Embiid gained a lot of weight. He was close to 300 pounds.
Mm.
I didn't say he was quite 300 or over, but it said he was close to 300 pounds. And he was, you know, lazy, right? He wasn't trying to do stuff. Well, everyone thought it was fake. And then it got to a point where I think people got caught up and they didn't want to believe it. Now stuff is starting to, like, it's like year four, year five, and stuff is starting to, you know, get out there in the open. You got people talking about it, you know, more publicly in a public forum. And I think the fans are starting to get a little frustrated because they can see for themselves. Whenever he takes time off, he comes back heavy.
Yes, he does.
Heavier,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I think now people are seeing it, and they don't think it's fake news anymore because it's something that the media has been writing, you know, and not just myself, but other reporters, and it's something that has always been a problem. But I think now it's to a point where people are saying, look, dude, you got to get in shape. You got to get better. That's the reason.
Keith, off season now officially for the 76ers, and it might be time to make some difficult decisions. I don't know if they're going to make any, you know, stunning moves or getting rid of one of their stars for a package here or there. But we do know that two guys from the Big Four are unrestricted free agents in Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. Who comes back?
You know what? In a perfect world, I think they both come back. I mean, I do. I think that, if I had to pick one that definitely comes back, I would have to say Jimmy Butler. You know, I mean, I would say that just because, you know, from a standpoint where, you know, if both of them leave, it's going to look kind of messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if Jimmy leaves, it's going to look bad because of the success that he had in the postseason. Right, and let's face it, you gave up two starters for him. And I think that he will come back. But the thing about Tobias, you know, like the Sixers, I think in order for both of them to come back, the Sixers are definitely going to have to offer both of them the 5-year max.
Woo.
The 5-year 188. And the reason being is because there are teams, you know, who have been asking around, you know, at the NBA draft combine talking about, hey, is Tobias coming back? Is Tobias coming back? Is Tobias coming back? They're going to offer, Tobias going to get a lot of offers. Now, the thing about Tobias, what he needs to figure out is, do I take the 188 or and be the fourth option? Or do I go somewhere for a 4-year deal, possibly 140? And be the second or first option.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take the 188 and be the fourth option, I can basically, you know, be on a championship contending team. So that's something that he has to decide.
Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bro, before I let you go, I got to ask you a little bit about Ben Simmons. He seemed a little bit hesitant to really get into it and how really be open about what he needs to work on in the offseason in terms of his shot. Maybe he's tired of hearing about it from everybody, but he did have last offseason to work on his shot, and statistically he was worse this year than last year in terms of those shots from 10 to outside 10 feet. But how confident are you that this guy is going to learn to shoot the basketball from outside of 10 feet this offseason and come back with a better game than he had last year?
I'm not confident in that.
You're not? You said you're not?
No, I'm not. Because, you know, last year, and I used to do the radio, and see, last year he said, see, the thing about Ben, whenever you ask Ben what he needs to work on, he always says everything. he doesn't want to get specific.
Too specific, yeah.
You know, and then last year when he said that, you know, it was one of those things where I was doing radio tours telling everyone, yeah, man, like, you know, after the Boston series, I know that he's going to work on his shot. I know he's going to work on his shot. I was confident in it. And then he came out and you realize that he really didn't. And this year, you know, he said the same thing. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not confident. I mean, I have to see it. Just like, I hate to say it, you know, I have to see if Joel Embiid is going to take himself more serious. You know what I mean? If he's going to be more healthy, healthier. So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's a wait and see. You know, I know it's, as much as we love Joel Embiid, and he's, a top five player, the best center in the league, I honestly believe if Ben Simmons can develop a jump shot, this will be his team. This will be his team. He will be the guy. But he has to decide that. He has to, you know, humble himself and take. And I shouldn't say humble himself. He just has to, like, basically do it. Just go out there and work on his jumper, do it in games, and then, you know, take it from there. But, again, like I said, last year I was going on all these shows saying Ben Simmons is going to be a better shooter, and he wasn't. And this year I just want him to show me and show all the Sixers fans and people in the NBA that he's going to work hard.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.